Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word on today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this, because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Alphabet or Google, thinks that he's won, because the girl that rejected him 10 years ago, her husband is now one of his employees. What kind of revenge is that? She's still with the guy, and this sounds like he's just coping because he never got her. He's also been driving the company to the ground and hasn't done anything innovative for over a decade now. Up next, here's what it looks like 10 minutes into Jar Jar Abrams' intersectional Batman series, with a female penguin or femguin. But are we sure that that's a female? Maybe the penguin went trans. This series was so bad that Warner Brothers canceled it and sold it off to Amazon Prime. Images like this are scary and show that women aren't just competing with men anymore. They're becoming men. Looks like they're trying to somehow outdo X-Men 97. Number three, just to prove how much women want white babies and how much more status a white man is compared to an Asian man, a good-looking half-Asian man uploaded the same picture to two separate dating profiles with the same name and bio. And the only difference is that he posted that he was white in one and Asian in the other. And his matches were 14 as Asian and 310 as white. If you want girls, just be white, bro, and it'll work. This also proves that women are racist as well. Moving on, this guy tells this girl that he wants to see her tonight. She says he needs to understand that he's scheduled in for Thursday and that he should accept it. Hey, buddy, why don't you learn to wait your turn on the rooster roller coaster? If I was this guy, I'd stop talking to her immediately, because I'd be receiving only sloppy seconds. On the bright side, I respect her honesty. Number five, supposedly people are outraged by this female influencer getting romantically involved with a 16-year-old amateur boxer. If a man was with a 16-year-old female, it wouldn't just be outrage, but the full force of the law crushing his testicles into pulp. The reason women are going for younger and younger guys is because younger men are easier to groom and control. This just proves that women are allowed to be predators and PDF files. Up next, can a woman be overweight and hot at the same time? Yes, but only while younger and only to a certain point. Once they get older, they start to stink. Fat is literally mucus and inflammation that insulates toxins so you don't get them into your blood and organs. Next time you see a fat person, realize that they're literally walking waste. There is also a very small percentage of overweight women that have a decent body shape. For most, though, the fat is weirdly distributed. Number 7, Ebony Williams rushed onto a baseball field and proceeded to grope every male's butt and wasn't even punished for it. If a man had done something like this at a women's sporting event, he would have been jailed as a sex offender. Where's the equality? Oh, that's right. In this case, women are more equal than men are. If the guy was super attractive, then they probably would have punished him a lot less if he wasn't hot and looked kind of creepy. Looksism and sexism is everywhere. Moving on, a 19-year-old guy wants to join the Marine Corps, but his 18-year-old girlfriend is pregnant with another man's baby, and she and her parents wanted him to step up and be a man and help raise the baby. What the cuck? So they're basically shaming him to throw his life away. She says she wants him to get a job and place for them to raise their kid. Luckily, he didn't get involved with her, and her dad shamed him by saying he wasn't a real man. Looks like daddy doesn't like paying for Tyrone's toddler. Number 9, if you see this guy at the gym with his Kamala Harris shirt, what would you say to him? I'd say I bet you'd enjoy me giving it to your wife. That might be too much, so I just laugh to myself and walk away. Looks like this guy skipped I Have Balls Day. Then I would also tell him that the ladies' room is to the right. I know that some of you would just say don't forget your purse and then walk out the door. Up next, here's a big moral dilemma. Would you pop this boat and let all the migrants in it go down? They appear to be close to shore, so I say sure. In other countries, they even go further. 40 Somali refugees tried to get into Yemen, and they were ended by an Apache attack helicopter. I feel bad for those people. They probably had 150 IQs, and ready to contribute to society as doctors and engineers. The world isn't fair now, is it? Number 11, here's the difference between the haircuts that women hate and the haircuts they like. Here's a hint. It's how attractive the face is attached to the hair that counts the most. To all the gym bros out there, don't forget to skip Good Genetics Day. The guy on the left is also fully gym maxed. If only he'd get some plastic surgery to his face, then he might have some hope. But to be fair, I think that most women hate both of these haircuts unless they're attached to a white chad. Moving on, this bear is under arrest, but shouts out that he bets he wouldn't be under arrest if he was a polar bear. It kind of checks out. I haven't seen a polar bear being arrested anywhere. Have you? This is what we call bear discrimination. Next time you know George, the bear will say, "I can't breathe." I bet that there are already two black bears cuffed in the back of that squad van. Number 13, here's what happens to American women moving to Europe. They date men and most are still living with their parents and expect her to split the dinner bill with them. This is in Spain, and isn't that a deeply feminist nation that believes in equality? But if she tries South America, they'll make her wash the dishes and pay the full bill. Sorry, lady, but aged 40 to 80 with only cats and boxed wine is a long time. Up next, here's the juggernaut law. It's a law stating that unattractive women get even more matches and attention from men than average women. This one has a pig nose and is hairy, and this was done as an experiment. And she got more matches than an average woman on dating apps. Many men target less attractive women, assuming that they're easier to sleep with. You just don't want everyone finding out that you were with a woman that escaped from the island of Dr. Moreau. Easy targets get more attention. Number 15, public fapping has exploded in the streets of New York. Literally. With sickos pleasuring themselves out in the open, up 51%. Looks like the migrants are just doing their thing. We should just let them be. But if it was a woman doing this, it would probably get celebrated. Maybe these guys can put on wigs and sundresses while doing their deed so they could get praise instead of hate. I'm glad to see New York enjoying cultural enrichment. Moving on, here's the difference between this year's Egyptian and Spanish women's volleyball teams. I bet you that all the Egyptian men watching this were cheering for Team Spain. The Egyptian team just finished competing in scuba diving, and they didn't even have time to change clothes between events. With all that hot sun and UV rays, at least I know which team my dermatologist is rooting for. Maybe the Egyptian men weren't happy because this is the Egyptian TV version. Number 17, this NPC woman says that if a man wants a prenup, he's already thinking about divorce. This guy fires back by saying that if a woman won't sign a prenup, then she's already thinking about divorce. This wouldn't happen because when women accuse men of the same thing they're guilty of, usually we can't say the same thing back to them without looking weak, so we just keep quiet. Up next, this California woman was arrested after she stole her boyfriend's dog and then left it in Death Valley. California woman. She looks more like a Mexican to me. What did the dog do to her to warrant her doing that to him? Besides, of course, taking attention away from her boyfriend. Meanwhile, in Florida, this woman was charged with leaving her boyfriend in a suitcase to die. What is wrong with women these days? Number 19, in case you missed the craziness of the Olympics this year after defeating all the biological women, two biological XY males fought in the finals. And then the lady on the left won the gold medal. Life has become a comedy. This is just proof that soy boys are better and more physically powerful than the strongest independent women out there. Remember guys, 2024 is the year male violence against women became an official Olympic sport. Moving on, this is the evil we're facing in Canada. Wise man, yes he is, from BlackRock says that we need 100 million people in 2100. That would mean Canada would be a de facto Indian colony at that point. People don't realize the evil that some want to inflict on Canadians. Forget about the Great Replacement. The way to defeat these people is with the Greater Replacement. Number 21, the worst superhero films of all time all have the same thing in common. Gee, I wonder what that could be. Is it the terrible writing? Yes. Is it the horrible directing? Yes. And who directed and wrote all three of these films? Female creators, of course. I don't blame the actresses. Just because they're all women doesn't mean anything. Men have been writing female characters for over a century now as strong and empowered, and in a way that everyone wants to see. DEI doesn't work in film if you're behind the camera and in creative control. Up next is a win for this father. He won full custody of his kid after the mother tried to raise him as non-binary. It's good to see that there are still sane judges out there that'll do the right thing. Besides, single fathers do a much better job raising kids than single mothers do. Also, the case was won, and it was proven in court that she was trying to raise him in a non-binary way. So why is the word allegedly still being used? Is the truth now simply an allegation and subjective? Number 23, another man has ended in the streets of Valencia in less than 30 hours after the human soccer ball on top of his head was forcibly removed. This is what happens when you have the mass importation of uncivilized barbarians brought in from the third world to the first one. The American Revolution was due to taxation without representation. Now Britain, Canada, America, and many other countries are facing migration without representation, and I'm guessing will respond accordingly. Moving on, it looks like it's only the men with IQ in the middle that believe that looks don't matter if you're a man, and that personality is way more important. Another important factor is that if you have money but not the greatest of looks, then they will want your money but not you. If women didn't care about looks the most, then why do they get pregnant by good-looking, brokey criminals? Those guys have an abusive personality. That should be all the proof you need. Here's the difference between flirting and harassment. Number 25 and the last one is the difference between how men treated women before and after feminism. I can't wait to see trans women play in the women's rugby league, tackling all the real ladies out there. The craziest part, it's violence against women and people are paying to watch it and promoting it. But because when a man dons a female appearance, it triggers female-owned group preference towards him in their minds. And thus, he's free to do the same thing to women. I saw this with a trans woman that was 6'5" with his male voice, and how women treated him or her before and after the transition. They definitely treated him like one of the girls. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.